Ovo's Waking Up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hey, Stephen, happy Monday. How are you feeling today?
Mate, I'm flying. What a weekend we had.
I know.
Like, Saturday we gave away a spa. Unbelievable.
Which was lovely.
And I went for a couple drinks with some, like, my old housemates, which was unbelievable. And then Sunday,
yeah, nice.
Went to McDonald Jones Stadium and watched the Mighty Knights. I'm flying. My weekend was so, so good. How about you, Creeper? How are you this morning?
Well, I've got this to say, of course.
Up the Knights.
Indeed.
Yeah, I had a busy one. Obviously, I'm still batching at home.
Yep.
So just good. I got like the lawns done, the garden's all looking good now. Worked at the shop, gave away a spa as well, which was nice. And then last night, my neighbours had me around for dinner, which was awesome.
Oh, that's good. And when you're living that batchy lifestyle as well, any meal you don't have to cook. It's an absolute win, isn't
it? It definitely is. It was great. It was very nice.
Oh, good to hear. Morning, Jess. How was your weekend?
Morning. Not too bad. I was at the Knights yesterday too. It was so good.
Oh, how amazing, right?
Go to the Knights.
You know what? I was surprised with the crowd figure, but I shouldn't have been surprised. It was my, like, overall consensus.
Yeah, we got there, like, half an hour before kickoff, maybe, and it didn't look like they were like, oh, we're expecting 10,000 people, and me and Morgan are sitting there going, there's no way there's like 10,000 people here yet. And like just as it was about to kick off, like people started streaming in. I'm like, okay, this
we're
is looking
here.
Better.
Here
we're
we go. On. Yeah, 12,000. What a result,
so
right?
So good.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, that was only the second best result of the day because the best result, of course, was the win.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. Yeah, let's not forget about that. Yeah, I see you've got your best night shirt on.
Yeah, I'm wearing my night shirt today, supporting the team.
Yeah,
so
very good.
I mean, I might be wearing this all week until the grand final.
Can you wash it?
No. It's lucky. I wore it yesterday and they won, so I've got to keep wearing it now.
Well, we'll bring a candle into the studio. We might need that to keep things smelling nice.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
I mean, Jess, we briefly mentioned it before, but how good were the NRLW Knights? How exciting is this?
So, so exciting. 12,600 people packed into the stadium yesterday, which is the biggest crowd ever at the stadium for a standalone NRLW game. The Knights winning 30-24 against the Broncos, which means we book our ticket to our second consecutive grand final. The Titans won their game late yesterday afternoon in Sydney, so we're going to take them on at Accor Stadium this weekend in the final.
This is so brilliant. I mean, you can feel the energy around town for sure.
And like it is, I mean, I know you don't look that far ahead, but to play the Titans instead of the Roosters in Sydney is handy as well. Because obviously, just because of where the grand final's played every year, the Roosters would have had a natural home ground advantage had they made it through to the grand final. But instead, we kind of play in a neutral ground against Gold Coast. Probably helps us a little bit, I think.
I reckon.
You don't want to look too far ahead. But
I mean, that's you doing it only, not us.
Yeah, it's me. And you were there as well as I, Jess. And did you... I mean, I was holding my breath when Tamika Upton went down late. And she looked like she had that head knock. She looked like maybe she'd broken her nose or something like that. I was like, oh, my God, what's going on here? But she looks okay. So I think we've come out fairly injury-free, which is another positive as well.
I think so. There were a couple of tries where it was like, oh, my God, was that one? Was it? Did it go down?
It's so much harder when you don't have the commentary and you can't see it on the telly and you can't, like, squinting. But the atmosphere makes up for that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Of course, the big dance next week. We cannot wait. And sticking on the sports theme and sticking on the winning theme as well, the Maitland Pickers have done it again on the weekend.
They're unstoppable.
They are absolutely smashing it. They took out the minor and major premiership for the Newcastle Rugby League season this year yesterday. They were playing in the President's Cup in the final. They took on St Mary's. They kept St Mary's to just two tries, so 32-10 was the score in the end, which is a back-to-back President's Cup for the Maitland Pickers as well. So the last 2 years, they've just title clean sweep everything they've won, which is so good.
Must get boring at some point, hey?
They're calling out the chippies to build an extension on the trophy room. That's what I've heard, because, you know, where do you put them all at some point, isn't it?
So good. It's so exciting.
Very good. Thanks for that, Jess.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast.
The Novos.
Oh, Stephen, ticker picker box is getting close, right?
It's unbelievable. Like, you and I are still on a high from the weekend, giving away a $10,000 spa. No time to stop and smell the roses, though, because the winning just continues. Like you said, ticket picker box is coming up. We're launching it today.
That's right. This is stay in your car stuff, right? You stay in your car the next 2.5 hours, and you could be getting some tickets, right? So cancel your work plans. If you're on your way to work, call up the boss. Sorry, can't come in.
I've got to win some tickets.
Yeah, I'll be late. I've got to wait till 8 o'clock.
And there's some pretty good tickets up for grabs as well. We've got tickets to Kiss in Sydney, the Cause up for grabs, gold class tickets to Event Cinemas. You can go to Blog to Blank at the Spiegel Tent, Comedy Club, Jets Games, a whole lot more. I mean, there's plenty of tickets to be won, and we're sharing the love right across the Hunter. And the first game of New FM's ticket picker box happens after 8.
That's right. This is stay in your car stuff as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. And just after 8 o'clock, ticket picker box is here. We've got so many tickets to give away, right, Stephen?
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, there is such good tickets up for grabs. Indeed. I can't wait to open the first box up.
Yeah, the box is sitting here waiting. Now, though, we chat about Venezuela because the government has just raided a prison. They had to send in 11,000 cops and soldiers.
No, they didn't.
Yes.
11,000.
To gain control of this prison because it had been taken over by a powerful gang which had taken over the prison and built its own mini city within the jail walls, almost keeping the world out. So they'd switch the roles, if you will, and said, we're actually taking control of this, including they'd built their own zoo, nightclub, restaurant, and swimming pool. So the gang was led by a Hector Nina Guerrero, who, how's this though, he escaped the day before the raid. So they're thinking maybe he was tipped off.
I'm thinking so.
Anyway, this criminal group had actually built small houses around the prison grounds where the gang members lived with their families. They had satellite TV, the internet. They'd even built, as I mentioned before, a swimming pool with a children's play area. It's good they're thinking of the kids, you know?
I can't believe this.
The zoo, how's this? The zoo, it didn't just have like a couple of goats and a dog. It had lions, tigers, crocodiles, pumas, and they used to use some of them to challenge the prisoners or the government officials.
I cannot believe
gladiator
this.
Gladiator style, right? They had their own nightclub, which I said before. It was called Tokyo, which is Spanish for Tokyo, where inmates would regularly party, and they had a restaurant in there which they dined with their visitors. They'd also built a baseball field, a casino where they gambled, and they had a room specifically designed to illegally mine cryptocurrency.
I was going to say, they've got all this power. Surely they'll just escape and break out. But it sounds like they've got it better in the jail than they would ever have it outside of the jail.
Well, that's the thing. They'd built it and then they'd taken over pretty much. So they're keeping everyone out using the walls rather than keeping themselves in.
Imagine, right, so much pressure for the poor bloke who's known as the guy that can get everything in jail. Though. Yeah. You know, like, what's it in Shawshank Redemption? Red?
Yeah.
You go up to Red, you're like, mate, I need something from you. He's like, what is it? You know, cigarettes or your cell phone? Nah, just like a lion, thanks.
Yeah, we've already got a puma and we're just like, the kids are a bit bored of that. So we're thinking we'll switch it up. Can you get us a lion?
All right, fine. I'll do my best. I'll see if I can. Snicks did it in a mattress. I was like, how have they done this?
Well, they had a series of underground tunnels which were then linked to rafts that were on a big lake. So they could get anything they wanted, pretty much.
This is outrageous.
Anyway, it took 11,000 cops and soldiers to take control of it again.
Part of me is kind of upset that they have taken control of it.
It sounds like too much fun, doesn't it?
It did sound like a lot. Look, give me 25 to life. Whatever I need to do to get in there, I want to get in there.
Yeah, unreal. Anyway, it's a bit of a switch of gears there for Venezuela because that prison, well, party prison by the sounds of it, is no more. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos, 3 of a kind.
Yep, let's get your Monday off to an absolute fly, Creamo.
Here we go.
Get rid of those Monday blues because, of course, it is time for 3 of a kind. We play this every morning. If you are just joining us, welcome. Basically, what we do here is we pit 2 Novocastrians against each other in a little bit of a cheeky battle in the morning, and all you've got to do is identify the theme between 3 items. You do it quicker than your opponent, you win yourself prizes. It's pretty simple, really.
That's right. Today, a $60 voucher for the Lucky Hotel Newcastle. Lucky your kids eat free. These and every school holidays at the Lucky Newcastle.
And so, you and I were looking through the menu.
Ooh,
some nice items on there, isn't there?
I was looking at the lobster mac and cheese. How good does that sound?
Anything with lobster, it does sound a bit ooh la la, doesn't
indeed.
It? A nice steak menu there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Treat yourself.
Pork schnitzel with mash. Yes, please. Oh. All of that could be yours.
Exactly. 4967-405 is the magic number to call this morning, and we'll pit two Nova Cashrins against each other in a battle of three of kind. If you need to understand how the game works,
yeah.
What we'll do here is, Creevy, I'll give you a quick example.
All right, I'm ready.
So if I were to say to you, Prime Gatorade Powerade.
Crevo.
Go on.
Energy isotonic drinks.
Yeah, that's it. Sports drinks, energy drinks. We would have taken that. So, of course, tick. You get 1 point. It's first of two, best of three. And the winner walks away with a lucky voucher.
That's right. Plus, you're in the draw as well for a family pass, pass to Jurassic World, the exhibition. So how good's that for school holidays? You've got sort of...
Perfect.
I mean, potentially, you got the food and the entertainment as well.
Oh, I'm running around like a dinosaur. I've been, like, stomping around the house. I'm so excited for that. That's, yeah.
Let's meet our contestants this morning. In Raymond Terrace, James is ready. How was your weekend?
Oh, not long enough, mate.
Oh, yeah.
It never is, is it?
Oh, it's horrible.
You're a cheeky, cheeky man. Well, fingers crossed we can cure your Monday blues and get you as a winner of three of a kind. Up against you, though, this morning is Mel from Balcollen. How are you, Mel?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good to hear. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, very good.
All right, there we go. Excellent. Well, both our contestants firing, ready to go, of course. We need to test everyone's buzzer before we get into the game, though. So your name is your buzzer. James, you go first.
What was that, sorry?
Test your buzzer, mate. So your name is your buzzer. Give us a little test run.
James.
Yep, easy. Lovely. Mel.
Mel.
Oh. Yeah, lovely. We're firing. We're good to go.
Yep.
All right, best of luck to both our contestants. Like Revo said, the scoring is first to two, best of three. The first one I've got for you, cumin, paprika, nutmeg. Nothing.
Mel.
Mel.
Topping.
Toppings is not what I was looking for. Have you got a guess, James?
No. What was the...
Oh, no, we can't do that. Spices is what we're looking for. All right, we move on to the next one here.
All right, so scores are still level.
Right.
Nil all.
Looking for the theme between the three things. Stephen, where
right.
you go?
Next one. Batman, Spider-Man, The Flash.
Superhero. Mel.
Mel, yeah, go on, Mel.
What's your guess?
Superhero.
Superheroes is correct.
Remember, your name is your buzzer. Right? That's how you get in there.
Oh, I know we're all excited, but we need a bit of structure to this game. All right.
Order in the court.
Next one I've got for you is pine, mahogany, and oak.
Mel.
James. Mel, quicker there.
Oils
is incorrect, which means it does go to James. What do you think it is, James?
Wood.
Yeah, we'll take that. Timber, correct.
Love wood.
One of these it is.
Especially in the morning.
All right, mate, we go to a tiebreaker. Have you got the dramatic music for me, Creevo?
Yeah, right, here we go.
Thank you. All right, for all the chockies, best of luck to both our contestants. Your last one. High Smile, Oral-B, Colgate.
Toothpaste.
Mel.
James, toothpaste.
Mel buzzed Mel. In first.
Mel, what is it?
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste is correct.
Now, James, I know there was a bit of brain fog there this morning. Can we get you back as our runner-up for tomorrow and have another crack?
No, that sounds good, too easy.
All right, sounds good.
Wow. But, yeah, you know what? Sometimes it is a bit hard in Monday morning.
That's right.
I understand that, but... It can be real simple to win prizes right here. I mean, only local winners on 105.3 New FM. And a massive weekend for football right across the Hunter. And, I mean, the pinnacle of that was that the Knights, the ladies, are off to the big dance next Sunday, of course.
They're
through
to
the grand. Go to the Knights, indeed. Through to the grand final after taking down the Broncos yesterday at home, McDonald Jones Stadium. Now, I was in attendance, as was Jess from the newsroom, who will get into chat about this, and like 12,500 other Nova Castrians.
Yeah.
This is brilliant, right, Jess?
It's so good. So that broke the record for the most people at standalone NRLW game at McDonald Jones Stadium.
What, do you know what the record was before?
No idea.
Not that many.
No.
Not 12,500.
That's brilliant.
Well, I know you've been to a couple of games throughout the season, as have I, Jess. And I did what I usually do, which I was like, you know what? I just took the car. I was like, I'll just park there or thereabouts.
Yeah.
Short walk over. Rock up like 5 minutes before the game. There'll be no dramas.
Oh, mate.
Honestly, like, it took me forever to find a park because I wasn't expecting that many people to show up. Now that we're in the finals, of course, everyone's a fan.
Yeah,
so it took
right.
me forever to find a car park. And then I was actually lining at, like, the little turnstiles or whatever to get through. I couldn't believe it. Like, there must have been such a late rush of people coming through.
Everyone thought the same, probably.
They must have done, hey. Because
I think they did. Like, we got there half an hour beforehand, which is when we normally get there, because we're like, oh, we'll find a park, in case we've got to walk ages,
smart,
blah, blah,
like
blah.
Yeah.
And because it was general admission, like, all the tickets, we're like, oh, I want to get a good seat, blah, blah, blah. So we got there heaps early, and then, like, as I said earlier this morning, like, it seemed like there weren't that many people there with, like, 10 minutes to go, and I'm like, oh my god, is this all that's going to show up? And then all of a sudden, everyone was rushing in.
They full steamed it at the last minute.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, that's it, because that's what you've been able to do throughout the season. But, I mean, it's so good to see the support there. Over 12,500, and the result to follow as well. 30-24 win. I think we actually scored the same amount of tries as the Broncos, but when you got Jesse Southwell converting for you, God, you feel safe, don't you? Like, she's just such a gun.
Ali Brigginshaw, though, she had some hard ones to kick. Like, not only did they have to go a distance, like, they were from not a great angle.
And that second half as well, the wind did actually pick up a fair bit across the stadium.
There
was quite a big breeze that she was kicking against, which made it harder for her as well. But you know what? Jesse Southwell would have kicked the ones that she missed anyway. So not worried. The better team won. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely brilliant result. What was your favourite bit, Jess?
Oh,
you have to pick one.
All of it.
All of it.
All
Fair
of
enough.
It.
What about you, Stephen?
My favourite bit? My favourite bit, first try. Friend of the show, Liv Higgins, gets over to set the scene.
Yes, actually.
I was like, how good. We love Liv, and, you know, we'll get her on this week as well, leading up to the big grandy. But, yeah, very exciting to see her get over. And fingers crossed, the girls have a good, you know, couple training sessions this week and really show up next week for the grand final. Two in a row.
Brilliant. 100%. That's what we're going for. Up the Knights, New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Yeah, and Crevo, Jess mentioned it just there at the end of the bulletin, but hot off giving away a $10,000 spa on the weekend, which of course went to Carly from Mount Hutton.
Yeah.
We're back at it again with more local prizes for local winners, of course, with New FM's Ticket Picker Box, which launches 8 o'clock this morning.
That's right. So you want to stick around for that. Make sure you're listening.
And plenty of great tickets up for grabs as well. We got tickets to Kiss, The Cause. We got Gold Class. We got tickets to the Spiegel Tent, Jets games, and a whole lot more.
They're all good tickets. And just in time for the school holidays as well.
Absolutely perfect. And like we said, more details to come in the first game of New FM's Ticket Picker Box, 8 o'clock this morning.
Next, though, we're looking for your explosion story. Now, this can be in any way, shape, or form. Something that's exploded. If you've witnessed it, we want to hear about it. Your explosion story's up soon here at New FM. And, Stephen, this is an amazing tale of survival I'm going to talk about here.
Okay.
This guy driving his car through an intersection, doesn't see a truck coming through, T-bones the truck, the car blows up in a ball of flames.
Yeah, yep.
The truck flips on its side, everyone out with minor injuries.
Now, we're not taking the piss here. Like, the video is available, I think, on Daily Mail or something like that. And this car is pulverized. Like, it is actually blown up into smithereens, basically.
The ball of flames goes halfway up, like, just for size context, halfway up the light pole.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
A crazy explosion.
It's a miracle enough that everyone survived. More so a miracle that everyone just walked away.
Yeah.
Minor injuries, you know, a couple scratches, a little bit of a bruise on your knee.
Yeah.
No dramas, walk away. Unbelievable.
Yeah, luckily there was some other drivers nearby, helped, like, pull the people out. But these things were ball of flame explosions. Incredible. And that's what I thought we could do here.
Start your Monday off with a bang.
4967-4105, Newcastle's explosion stories. Now, obviously that's very dramatic. Doesn't have to be that dramatic, but any kind of explosion story, we want to hear about it. I remember as a kid, one of our neighbours was trying to light up a bonfire,
mm-hmm.
and things were a bit green or whatever, so they decided to throw petrol on it. Unfortunately, what they didn't realise is, obviously, the fire went up, but the petrol can was too close.
Oh, it all caught as well, did it?
Blew up.
Oh.
Very, very dramatic. Luckily, once again, no one was actually injured by some stroke of luck, but exploded with a big bang, gave everyone a big shock.
And, I mean, sometimes explosions happen in the kitchen as well. I remember Mum doing a stir fry growing up, lost half an eyebrow. You know, you're just tossing the beef around. All of a sudden, that flame shoots up when you least expect it. And there goes half your eyebrow, Mum. Unlucky.
Is she walking around looking a bit funny for a while?
Yeah, well, I think part of it is shock as well.
You're like,
oh, my God, that could have been so much worse.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you droid your eyebrow on for 3 weeks till it grows back. You use a permanent marker or whatever it is that they do.
4967-4105. If you've got an explosion story, we'd love to hear it.
And, of course, best calls on the air today. Jurassic World, the exhibition, perfect for the school holidays. They've had it on the telly this morning. There's, like, baby dinosaurs you can hold.
They're full animatronic and everything.
It's unbelievable.
Stephen wants to go. If you don't have kids, it's a family pass, he'll go along and pretend.
Yeah, I could act like I'm, from what's it, Benchwarmers, I Am 12, the movie. I'll chuck that in. 4967-4105.
To Rutherford first. Trish, have you got an explosion story? What happened?
Yeah, back in the day, if you wanted caramel, you had to boil a can of condensed milk to get it.
Right, okay.
You had to have it on the right temperature and boil it for so long, or it exploded. Nan used to do it all the time. Mum used to do it all the time. My sister thought that she'd have a go at doing it, but nah, it exploded. And there was condensed milk everywhere. On the roof, on the walls, you name it, it was everywhere.
Oh, the worst bit as well is the clean-up after that.
So sticky.
Not only do you not have caramel, but you've got a big clean-up job after.
Absolute disaster. To Belmont next. Corrine, what's your explosion story?
Oh, well, it goes back to the 90s, and I had the three kids. We caught a taxi from Belmont, and we'd been shopping, and the oldest was about 9,
mm-hmm.
and then one was like about 2 and one was about 6. Anyhow, we're at the lights to turn down old Belmont Road or whatever it was.
Yeah, sure.
And then all of a sudden... there's like this explosion in the taxi, and then all this stuff's going everywhere. Then there's like this terrible smell, and I actually did not know that my 9-year-old daughter in the back seat has brought a little fart bomb down the street, and it's accidentally gone off in the taxi.
Oh, no!
It was so embarrassing. We got dropped home, and the poor taxi driver was out the front of the house for like about 15 minutes, like trying to air out his taxi. Oh. I didn't even know that my daughter even brought this thing for like 50 cents, and it was so embarrassing because it's like...
Oh, you've just faded out there. I don't know what happened, but I do know there was a fart bomb went off in a taxi.
That is embarrassing as well, isn't it? And like, it would have been such a loud bang and then a big stench. Oh, normal car ride, Mark Crevo. That's what I think.
New FM.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
And Stephen, we are less than 1 hour away from our first round of Pick a Box.
Brand new competition, of course. All the details coming after 8, but there's plenty of tickets for, local Newcastle events for local Novocastrians.
That's right. Gold class, yes, please. Or how about going to see Kiss the Final Curtain?
Tickets to the Spiegelton as well. I mean, the Jets games. There's a whole lot of tickets up for grabs. And, of course, we reveal how you can win them after 8. Up next, though, Crevo, you're living the bachelor lifestyle at the moment. Your
sure
wife,
am.
Emmy, away.
Yep.
The bachelor diet could be changing forever. In dire straits, I'll reveal what's happened up next.
Ooh, all of that to come in just minutes as you wake up with the Novos here, 105.3. New FM. Up next, I've been texting with somebody who thinks I'm someone else. Now, I could tell them it's not them, but I've enjoyed more texting with them and pretending I'm that person.
Oh, it's good that you're having fun, you know, living up the batchy lifestyle while Em's away, of course. You know, Emmy, you're away at the moment, your wife. But yeah. Unfortunately, I'm going to wipe this smile off your face, Crevo, because the bachelor lifestyle could change forever. Right?
What's happened?
Well, basically, over 1,000 workers at Ingham's, which is one of Australia's major chicken wholesalers, sure, are seeking industrial action at the moment. So they all went on strike on Friday. Basically, the nuts and the bolts of it are staff at the meat-producing business are demanding a 6% pay rise every year for 3 years. They want, like, an extra $1.50 an hour or something okay. like that. They're trying to, you know, match keep their salary with the cost of living and, yeah. and all that kind of stuff. And it's understood that workers could continue to stay away if their pay demands are not met. Now, this is important information because Ingham supply chickens to Woolworths, Coles, Aldi, KFC, McDonald's, and Subway. So, I mean, some of your favourite fast food restaurants could be affected by this, and so could the Bachelor's handbag.
You're kidding.
The roast chook could be in short supply. Now, I'm not encouraging people to go panic buy, like toilet paper in the middle of the pandemic, but I'm saying if you got room in the freezer...
Freeze up a couple.
Maybe you could freeze up a couple of batchy handbags because they could be in short supply.
Oh, that is a real danger as well, isn't it?
Well, it is. Now, all these affected, like, fast food outlets and supermarkets, they all have, right, and I quote, contingency plans in place, right? But that only lasts for so long.
That's right.
Like, if the strikes keep going and going, your contingency plans can't last forever. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see, and we'll be watching this story very closely.
And we'll keep you updated.
Oh, of course we will, but, Craver, I'm telling you now, if you go past the shops today...
And you've been thinking, oh, should I get one, like, some bread rolls, coleslaw and a handbag? This is the chance to do it, because you never know when they won't be there anymore.
Or swing past KFC on the way home, or, oh, I don't know.
There's an excuse. Oh, sorry, love, I had to go past KFC. They're saying that the chicken might run out.
You just don't know what you've got till it's gone. And if they get rid of the sweet, sweet KFC chicken, I'm in all kinds of trouble.
New FM. And Stephen, I've got somebody who's been texting me. They think I'm someone else. And I've decided, instead of letting them know, I'm just going to run along for the ride.
Oh, wow. You're going to play along with it, are you?
Yeah. So it's the first text I got was back in December 2021.
Well, so this is like coming on 2 and a bit years that you've been leading them on.
No. So they very rarely text me. Very rarely. Okay. But when they do, I always reply. And I'll reply with like off-kilter answers, trying to throw them off. Doesn't seem to throw them off.
Right, okay.
So the first one back then is, "Hi, MG. Merry Christmas to all the family. I hope you are all safe and healthy."
Yeah, okay.
Now, at this point, I could have, of course, said, "Who's MG? I think you've got the wrong number." But I didn't.
Well, you absolutely should have.
I said, "Hope you're well too. What are you up to this Christmas?" To which they replied, "Off to Sean and Amanda's for lunch with granddaughter Grace, now 24, and her boyfriend Luke, keeping well and healthy for a 74-year-old. Lol." So they don't, even though they're 74, they're still young and hip with the texting lingo.
Yeah, well, they've got the lol down pat.
Exactly. "Message Ned re the holiday wishes. Good memories of days to you all at Dowling's," whatever that is. "Keep safe and healthy, dear friends. 3 cat emojis." So at which point, well, I thought, oh, I must love cats, right?
Right, okay.
Anyway, there's been a bit of a break between
messages.
So you've
been doing some detective work in here, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
In fact, the next message was on the 10th of September this year.
Oh, so like a year break, pretty
big
much.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, while they're messaging, they're not that tight.
Mm-hmm.
So that was after one of the Knights wins. They've messaged me and said, "Yoo-hoo, what a fabulous game. Memories of the Knights of old. Old Ticker was going 20 to the dozen. Hope all is well with you and yours." 3 cat emojis.
This person's so old. Emojis. This person is so old. Heart was going what?
I don't know. 20 to the dozen, whatever that means.
I don't know what that means at all.
Anyway, I've decided to jump back on board and start texting again. I said, "We are well. How are the cats?" I thought, maybe they've got cats. "Do you have finals tickets?" This is before the Knights, right?
Thinking they'd
be in the finals. "What did you have for dinner tonight?" I thought, let's just get a bit more casual, a bit more fun, see what they're up to, what they're eating. They said, "All good here. No tickets and no dinner yet." So they're like a bit unsure, maybe. Like, maybe this MG character who I am supposed to be is going to be weird. And I said, did you wear the night scarf today? They said, no, but watch the game. To which I replied, cheeky couple of drinks, eh? And they went, no. To which I replied, that's sensible. Did you at least have some cheesecake like the old days? Trying to, like, just...
What are you doing? You're nuts.
To which they replied, no. And then I've decided to get back in touch now after the ladies had a good game on the weekend. Right? I said, what a game yesterday was. Up the nights. How good were the ladies? To which they replied, excellent, but still proud of how the boys finished their year. Cheers. I said, cheers indeed. We had egg salad sandwiches to celebrate. What about you? To which they replied, nothing like that. So I think they're a bit sick of my BS, but they're still thinking this MG character is still a friend, but a bit weird.
This poor MG as well. They're probably, like, you know, bickering about MG behind MG's back, whoever that is. Oh, MG's gone off the rails.
He's really lost it. I sent a lol and he didn't reply with anything.
That's so fascinating, isn't it? Poor MG's not getting these messages. Well wishes for Christmas. You're a bad person, Cremo. That's what I've decided from this story.
I'm going to keep you updated as this conversation continues, because what a lot of entertainment it is. New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, Crevo, I mean, coming off a weekend where we gave away a $10,000 spa, thanks to Just Spa's Newcastle. What an event as well.
That was glorious, wasn't it?
They put on such a good display room for us, and it was all set up there, and so nice meeting so many, I guess, like, hopeful winners, hopeful listeners. Unfortunately, though, could only go to one. That winner was Carly from Mount Hutton, but don't have time to stop and smell the roses. Because the winning continues, of course. Local winners only here at New FM.
We're so busy with giving stuff away.
Well, your next chance comes 8 o'clock, right? Where we launch New FM's ticket picker box.
That's right. So there's going to be so many local winners with this, getting prizes galore.
And prizes galore include tickets to Kiss, The Cause, gold class tickets to the cinemas, there's tickets to the Spiegel Tent, Blanc de Blanc's back. I mean, there is so many prizes up for grabs. So you want to get your hands on these. It's happening after 8. All the details to come.
That's right. Next, though, we move into the area of caravans and boats being parked all over your street. You got a bit of an issue with it. We want your stories on the air soon. So you wake up with the Novos at New FM. And I was chatting to my friend the other day on the phone, Stephen, and he was telling me about, he's just really wound up because somebody in his street, a neighbour, a few doors down, keeps parking their boat in front of his house after, like, going out fishing for the weekend.
Right, okay.
Now, he's saying, like, I don't understand. Why don't they just put it... They've got a big driveway. Why don't they just put it down their driveway? Why do I have to keep parking it in front of our house? This is really winding me up. He's like, you shouldn't be allowed to. You shouldn't be allowed to put boats and caravans in front of, you know, anyone's house like that. And I was like, well, to know about that. I mean, it's a public street. He goes, but they've got a massive driveway. You should, if you've got a boat or a caravan, you should have to park it in your driveway.
Do you reckon?
And like, I was a bit unsure, to be honest.
Well, I reckon, like, I would feel I don't even park my car on my driveway at the Charlestown Castle because it's such a steep driveway, you know.
And it's difficult to get across the moat and stuff, isn't it?
Well, it makes me feel uncomfortable. Not so much that, but it makes me feel uncomfortable. So I don't see how a boat or a caravan is much different to a car other than the obvious one, slightly bigger.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, this is like a bit of a debate. Maybe it's an issue that you're having with people parking boats, caravans, all that sort of stuff in front of your house.
Yeah, and we might get Jess involved as well. Have you been having trouble with this, Jess, in your area?
I feel like I always have since I moved to Thornton. Like, the streets are so narrow. Like, you're lucky to get two cars, like, one car going one way and the other going, like, the other direction.
Oh, they're not even two-way.
Let alone when there's, like, a caravan or a boat. And I remember for ages there was a caravan, like, parked across the road in front of their house. But it just made it so difficult for me to, like, turn out of my driveway because there were cars parked on the street too. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to hit this caravan every time I'm trying to back in and get out. And it's just annoying. I don't like it. It's not, no.
It's a no from
it's
Jess.
It's a no from Jess.
And I think, like, common courtesy should be implemented in this decision.
Also that.
Something I've noticed since I've moved to Newcastle is I think the roads are, in general, quite wide in Newcastle. I think there is, like, a fair bit of room. Obviously, Thornton, apparently, there's not.
There's not.
Near the Charlestown Castle, they're quite wide.
Yeah, that is true. But a lot of places, like the older suburbs, like your Mayfield, Tyres Hill, that sort of stuff, there's a lot of narrow streets.
Right, okay.
If people are parking caravans there, you're causing proper traffic chaos. And a lot of those places don't have driveways. But this, you know, my friend was really, really upset about this. So I thought, let's throw it out there to Newcastle and find out what everyone thinks on this. 4967-4105. Parking your caravans and boats in front of just other people's houses, is this right or wrong?
Yeah, and of course, best callers on the air today can win a family pass to Jurassic World, the exhibition, which of course launches into the Super Lunar Pavilion, Sydney Olympic Park, happening from today right through the school holidays.
Also, yeah, your chance, I mean, that's a great prize. You could be winning that, and it's your chance to vent a little bit too. If it's an issue in your street, your area, I'd love to hear your thoughts. 4967 4105.
I don't have a problem with it. That's what I've decided from this debate so far.
Fine.
Well, yeah. Mainly because if it winds Jess up, that's a tick in my box.
Honestly, 4967 4105. Right or wrong, parking the caravans and boats in front of other people's houses. We go to Maitland next. Liz, good morning. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's completely fine. I actually had a situation where it was my neighbour that I used to live in another suburb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we had family over for Christmas one year and they were parked out on the street in front of their house. And the neighbour actually wrote me a really aggressive email saying, don't ever park here again.
Oh, God, some people are precious, aren't they?
It's an absolute drama, isn't
it? It's a public road, isn't it?
Like, end of the day.
As much as you feel like you're entitled to the spot outside your house, unfortunately, you're not.
That's so true.
That's the reality of this situation, and people have to learn to deal with that.
Stop sucking. Yeah, exactly. Out to Madawi next. Gabby, what are your thoughts on this?
Hey, guys. My thoughts are that this is actually more of an issue with urban planning. You look at a lot of modern suburbs. My mum often complains in Sydney that, you know, there's a boat parked in front of her place which limits access.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These suburbs are, like, literally situated next to cow paddocks. Give everyone an extra 20 centimetres width in the road and this problem disappears.
Yeah, it's so true. A bit more, yeah, a bit wider street, and then I guess it doesn't matter. You can get past easily. Jess's issue in Thornton wouldn't be a problem.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's so easy for me to sit here and be like, oh, it's so fine, because the roads in Charlestown, for the most part, are pretty wide. So that's it doesn't really matter at all. We have a couple caravans parked on my street. Never been an issue. But I guess, like Gabby alluded to, if you're in a real tight area, it could, could start causing problems.
Wrapping things up in Gillison Heights, Margaret, what are your thoughts?
Hi. I don't mind, however, we have a situation where it stops us seeing what cars, when we're pulling out of our driveway, what cars are coming either way. That's the issue.
Oh, it becomes a blind spot, creates a blind spot.
Very much. If it's their boat or caravan and you know your neighbours, that's fine. We're lucky. All our neighbours are great. But it's where one guy used to park a trailer and it was like a high trailer, like a mini caravan. Mm-hmm. We couldn't see coming in or out, if you've got, like, a front on your car, it
becomes dangerous, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. And you've got to be so careful in those blind spot situations because no one wants to get hit, right?
I guess if it becomes an issue of safety, that's when you really go. People aren't whinging anymore. They're not sucking.
Yeah.
They're serious concern. Maybe it's something we need to look at. I think Gabby's got the best solution, though.
Bit
just
wide.
Widen the roads.
Yeah.
That surely wouldn't be that hard, would it?
No, I wouldn't have thought
weekend
so.
Weekend job.
New FM.
What will it be? Box 1, 2, or 3. This is New FM's Ticket Picker Box.
Yeah, Creamo, we've been teasing this all morning and the time has finally arrived to launch New FM's Ticket Picker Box. So, what happens here? We've got tons of experiences and tickets for, you know, Newcastle residents to win.
That's right.
Local winners only here. And of course, what you've got to do is give us a call, 4967 4105, and then pick one of three boxes which we have in studio. So,
I mean, it doesn't get any easier than that to win stuff, does it?
No, and you can't lose.
No. Do you, Stephen, know the numbers 1 to 3?
I do know the numbers 1 to 3.
You're qualified.
Now, we normally wouldn't do this, and we normally shouldn't do this, Crevo, no. But it's the first day, so I got a little bit excited, like a kid before Christmas, and actually looked inside the boxes.
Oh, you're a naughty, naughty boy,
normally,
Stephen.
We would never, and normally I wouldn't put the integrity of the game into disrepute like this, but yeah. I couldn't help myself for the first, you know, the inaugural edition of New FM's Ticket Picker Box, and I can tell you, in one of the boxes, confirmed, Kiss tickets.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, indeed. Of course, their final curtain show in Sydney. That is going to be so exciting. Plus, an array of other prizes. 4967405. You've just got to pick a box. 1 through 3. And, of course, regardless of what you pick, you'll be winning. It's New FM's Ticket Picker Box, your ticket to unforgettable experiences.
Let's meet our contestant for this morning, stepping up to the plate from the mighty Metford. It's Abby. Good morning, Abby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Have you got any premonitions before we get started about which you should pick, 1, 2, or 3?
No, I don't.
Okay.
A nice guess.
You're just going to leave it in the moment. That's smart. That's smart.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is exciting as well because you are the inaugural player, Abby. So, I mean, you set the precedent for everyone else. The way you go about this game could dictate how New FM's Ticket Picker Box runs for the next week or so, you know. So this is a very exciting opportunity. Of course, like Crevo alluded to, we have three boxes in front of us. All of them contain a prize.
Yeah. And to get you, I guess, stimulated and ready and give you a bit of inspiration, we'll be sort of, I guess, setting them up just momentarily.
Now, you might not have an idea of what box you want to select, but do you have an idea of what prize you might like to win? I listed a few just then beforehand. What takes your fancy?
Well, I wouldn't mind the Kiss ticket, but then, I mean, the cinemas would be great as well.
Gold class, nothing better. Stephen loves it. He's always there.
All right, well, we'll try it. No, I'm not. We'll try our best to get right. Either Kiss or Gold class tickets. Obviously, Craig and I have no control of this. No. All in your hands,
Abby.
All right,
hang on. Here we go. I need you to think about this for a second. Visualise in your mind, do you want 1, 2, or 3? I need you to push for an answer here. What do you want?
Box 1.
And in box 1, you've got yourself...
Oh, my God. In box 1, opening it now. A double to see Kiss at the final curtain. Happening at, of course, Sydney Olympic Park, Saturday 7th of October. Congratulations. You're off to Kiss.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
On day 1, box 1, unbelievable, right?
Oh, I'm actually speechless. Oh. I can't believe. I knew it was in there because I took a cheeky peek. But
you
thought,
didn't know which box.
I didn't think for sure that it was going to go today. But there you go. I mean, it is that simple to win yourself prizes. Local winners here at New FM. And, of course, we play New FM's Ticket Picker Box right throughout the day. So your next chance with us, of course, 8 o'clock tomorrow. But yeah. Plenty of chances right through your work day with Scott and with your drive home with Joel.
As well. That's right. Here at New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss?
New FM. Scott Chippy from Pell in studio, nursing a sore back, which is rough to hear. But what's going on in Tinseltown?
Oh, look, my pinched nerve is nothing compared to this news, gents. The Super Bowl halftime show for Super Bowl 58. That's if I can read Roman numerals correctly.
Yeah, that's a test, isn't it?
It's a Grammy Award winner. He's absolutely massive. It's come out in a promotional video. Kim K's in the video, of all people. It's Usher.
Usher.
Wow. He's headlining the Super Bowl. Now, strangely, Usher hasn't released an album since 2016. That was the last album he put out.
Do you think he's going to do another one? Is that what you're saying?
I think he's going to do a Rihanna. She didn't release music for ages and ages and ages. Then all of a sudden, bang, she's at the Super Bowl. She announces that she's having her second child. She's got new music on the way. Yeah. It's all Usher, on the up. New music from Usher to come. I'm calling it.
Okay. I'm sorry, but Usher is not the same level of celebrity as Rihanna.
Absolutely not. No.
Usher's a dusty performer.
I say yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I say yeah. Oh, no, that's the Chris Brown I'm thinking of. Yeah, 3 times.
I think I was as well.
Yep.
I think past it.
Yeah,
you reckon?
Past it. No, he's got the retro.
I loved Usher when I was going through school and that, you know, no dramas.
No, I disagree. I think Usher's still got it. I think Usher will be good. I think it'll be a good performance. Absolutely. And I think new music, people are ready for it now.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be too bad. I reckon he'll do all right. Last time Usher was at the Super Bowl was back in 2011, where he was, like, he jumped on stage with the Black Eyed Peas, who were the main attraction.
Right.
He jumped on for one song with will.i.am, because they do a song together. And apparently that performance, the whole thing, was abysmal. So he's here to set the record straight that Usher can do a good halftime show.
Yeah.
He's got time to practice, 130 days or something.
139 days. It's February 11th, if I remember correct.
Ages away.
He's got heaps of time to write a new album. But sticking with the American football news, gents, we've spoken about this a lot because the rumour mill is in overdrive. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. Are they, aren't they? Now, for those that don't know, Travis Kelce, he plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a runner, something. He's a football player. You don't need to know the position.
Yeah,
he's a football player.
No one knows
player.
That.
Taylor Swift has been pictured at his game with his mum.
Wow, that's official then, isn't it?
You would think so.
Yeah.
Or are they just good friends?
I reckon. I wouldn't put it past Taylor Swift just to do it for the publicity. Like, I love her. But just to, you know what? I want to go and stand next to his mum. Just to get tongues wagging.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Travis's brother Jason plays in the NFL as well, plays for the Eagles.
Maybe she's dating Jason.
No. Jason has practically confirmed they're dating.
Really?
He's come out and said that they're dating. Yeah, he's like to one of those TMZ or one of the...
Absolutely.
And there's audio of him saying it. They've recorded it. So, like, it's not like they've just misquoted him.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it sounds like they are...
She needs the publicity, Taylor Swift.
Oh, she's not famous enough.
Well, she's got to boost up her music, doesn't she?
That's it. Well, she only got a brand new album dropping next month. So, new music by Taylor Swift on the way.
It's probably not that good. That's why she's doing this.
Don't offend me like that this early in the morning, Mark Crevo.
You are such a wind-up, Crevo. Absolutely unreal. But, yeah, I think, like I said last week when these rumours first started coming out, I think they're a good couple. I actually think they might go the distance.
Really?
Do you reckon?
All right, called it early by Stephen.
Okay.
She does date long term, doesn't she, Taylor? Which is what she's known for. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
All right, Stephen. So last week we had a lot of chat around Raj's Corner because there was conversation, are they moving across the road in Derby Street? We figured out that is, in fact, the case.
Mm-hmm.
All of this chat, of course, made producer Scott very hungry because he'd heard of this Raj's Corner. And what we say is quite influential. So off he went for his first trip to Raj's Corner. Never tried it before.
Yeah, which is unbelievable. How long has he been in Newcastle? Hasn't had a Raj's Corner. Crazy.
Too long. Yeah. One day you hear too long if you haven't had Raj's Corner. Anyway, he tried it and absolutely loved it. He did have one big issue with it, though.
Okay.
And we'll reveal what that is in just a moment here on 105.3 New FM.
And we're going to bring producer Scott into the fold as well, because as you teased earlier, Crevo, last week went and tried Raj's Corner for the first time. That correct?
Yes, it was great. I absolutely loved it.
Now, for those who perhaps missed you talking about your first Raj's Corner experience, what was your order? What did you end up getting?
Oh, butter chicken and some fresh garlic nuts. 10 out of 10. Not even a sponsored plug. It was just great.
Oh, people know across Newcastle and Hunter, the institution that Raj's is.
Famous.
Know? Yeah, absolutely. But we would all agree in studio here that butter chicken, certainly on the milder side of curries, right?
I think it might be the mildest.
Cream and chicken, essentially, right?
A little bit of tomato in there.
Do we agree on that?
Well, it's funny you say that because you mentioned something after you had it, Scott. And I can't justify it. It won't sound as good coming out of my mouth. Would you mind repeating what you told us off air after this Raj's Corner chat?
Let me just say that it tasted phenomenal and I thoroughly enjoyed it, but the butter chicken had a bit of a kick to it.
Outrageous.
I think the words he used were, it was a bit too spicy.
Oh.
No, I think he did say it was a little kick to it, but that is the, politically correct way of saying, whew. There was a bit of spice in that.
Yeah, well, it was still lovely. I cannot stress that enough. It was still lovely, but I was like, yeah, wow.
Did you have a glass of milk afterwards, maybe? Cool things down, or a yogurt?
I could feel the steam coming out of my ears, gents.
This is outrageous. But you know what, Scott? While me and Crevo are here, belittling you and berating you.
Carrying the chili flag.
You're not alone. There are so many spice, I'm going to say it, spice wusses out there in Newcastle. So this is your chance. 4967 4105. Of course, we got family passes to Jurassic World, the exhibition up for grabs this school holidays.
And we saw it on TV this morning. It looks so good. This is a must-watch thing. You want to get this if you can, for free is even better.
And if you can, yeah, and how you get it, 4967 4105. Of course, best callers on air today in the draw for that for those tickets. Dob in a Spice Woosh, or maybe you are the Spice Woosh yourself.
Dob yourself in if you can't handle even a bit of spice.
I mean, the worst, my dad is not very good with spice, and he'll be the first to admit that.
Yeah.
I remember once we had a lime and chili cordial. He was like, can't have it, too spicy.
That's a drink.
That's meant
for cooling things down.
Unbelievable. So, Scott, you're not alone. And look, this is a chance to, I guess, join Scott in arms. 4967 4105.
Becky, first in Duns Creek, have you got a spice wuss in your life?
It's actually me.
Oh, no.
What have you found spicy?
Oh, anything. But the thing is, I used to work at a butcher shop and the boys used to make chili snags.
Uh-huh.
And so they would cook them up to give them a bit of a taste run to see how hot they were. And I would actually start coughing at it because it was so hot. I wouldn't even eat it. It would be, just make me start coughing.
Just from the fumes?
Yep, just from the fumes.
Oh, wow. Becky.
I mean, that's a tough go, isn't it? When you're not even getting the taste, it hasn't even passed your lips. The sausage hasn't even gone in your mouth. You're already coughing.
Got it.
Indeed. Next to Madawi, Lisa, is there a spice wuss in your life?
Yes, again, it's me.
Oh, people dobbing themselves in. All right, give us an example then.
My husband, he loves spices, and he uses spices in all of his cooking.
One day he makes it better.
Yes. One day he made me a lovely vegetable curry. It was beautiful going down, but 2 days later it actually landed me in hospital for 8 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yes, with severe reflux. So after 8 hours of testing and that, they realised it was reflux. But, yes, it was...
In hospital from the curry.
Wow. Yes. You know what? Just for that, I'm going to hook you up with a prize. Congratulations. You're off to Jurassic World, the exhibition.
Thank you very much.
Don't eat any vegetable curries the day before, because obviously you won't be able to go then.
That is unbelievable. That is the danger with some of the heat as well. Even like I love spicy food. Don't love when it comes out, but...
No, well, don't love going to hospital either. Yeah. Never even heard of that before. I think Lisa might be Newcastle's biggest spice wuss.
Well, she's wearing that crown with pride, isn't she?
Indeed. That is us done for today. But the winning doesn't stop there, because Ticket Picker Box is continuing throughout the day with Scott, and also for your local live and local drive home with Joel as well.
Yeah, if you missed the first ever edition of New FM Ticket Picker Box, gave away just a couple tickets to Kiss.
Not that big of a deal.
If you want to get involved in that, make sure you have New FM locked, loaded and loud. 4967 4105 is the number to save in your phone, because your solicit could come any time in and around Newcastle's best music.
That's right. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.